Enbridge Energy, of course, operates that Line 5 oil pipeline, runs from Superior, Wisconsin to Sarnia, Ontario, crossing the Straits of Mackinac, which that seems to get most of the attention in the statewide media, but it also crosses the St. Clair River, and we've been following a project to replace a segment of Line 5 between Marysville and Sarnia, and my understanding is that that work is now complete. Ryan Duffy is a spokesperson for Enbridge Energy. Ryan, good morning.
Hey, Caleb. Good morning. It's good to talk to you.
So you guys are now done with that work of replacing the water crossing there in Marysville?
Yes, that's right. We have now completed our St. Clair River horizontal directional drill project, and that's where we replaced that segment of Line 5 crossing the river. And the pipeline is now in a tube well under the lake bed. So finishing that project, we believe, really shows our commitment to fulfilling our agreements with the state, because that project was part of those agreements that we signed back in 2017. And so that new segment there now, it has heavier pipeline wall thickness. There's now two new remotely operated valves with continuous pressure monitoring on both sides of the river. And we're happy because the project went very well in what were pretty difficult circumstances. You know, working in a pandemic, we never had any incidents or any slowdowns, and we achieved what we set out to do with the project. And as you know, Line 5 is very important to the whole region there, transporting the energy that it does.
Yeah, I want to talk to you more about that. Ryan Duffy, spokesperson, Enbridge Energy. And when we talk about Line 5, we talk about crude oil, which is flowing in one direction, but also fluids used for the production of propane, which primarily serves the UP, and that flows in the other direction. Could you just kind of explain with all of the things that travel, all of the things that are used through Line 5, and what its significance here in Michigan is?
Sure. So as you mentioned, the product does move from Wisconsin down to Sarnia, and it's a very important transporting the products there for homes and businesses, vehicles, to power industry in Ontario, Michigan, and Ohio. It does deliver crude oil to some of the refineries there in Ontario, where it's refined into a broad range of products. And and then some of the product also goes on to the Marathon refinery and then two refineries in Toledo. But overall, it really is key to delivering energy that people use every day, you know, whether they may know it or not. So it does supply more than half of the state's propane needs, more than 65% of the propane used in the UP and northern Michigan. It supplies a large percentage of the aviation fuel used at Detroit's Metro Airport. And then if you talk to some of the refineries in Toledo, they have said that a disruption to Line 5 could have serious consequences for their facility. So it's really important to the region. 30% of the oil on the line does go to the Detroit area refineries to be used in Michigan for all the things that we do every day. About 18% of the crude oil produced in northern Michigan, so oil produced right here, that does get on the line also, and it's carried down to the Detroit area refineries. And so all of those things, you know, really show its importance.
Ryan, why do you think there's so much attention on specifically that 5-mile segment beneath the Straits of Mackinac? Why is there so much controversy involved in that small section of this pipeline?
Well, of course, people feel very strongly about protecting that area, and we feel very strongly about it too. And that's really where the tunnel concept came from listening to people. And you know, the pipeline there has always been safe, never had an incident for more than 65 years. But we listened to people and heard some concerns, and that's what led us to work with the state to come to the plan to have the tunnel as the best solution going forward for the Line 5 pipeline. And so that's really been our focus, to keep that tunnel project on track and on schedule. And right now it is on schedule, and we're really right now focused on the permitting process and the approvals that we're going to need for the project. So our applications have gone into the Army Corps, EGLE, the Public Service Commission, and those are all moving forward right now. There are public comment periods happening now on those, and the timeline for those are all built into our planning. And the design of the tunnel right now is moving along. And so, again, we just really want to make sure to stay on schedule to be able to start construction next year, finish in 2024, because now more than ever, I mean, clearly this is a project that Michigan really needs. There's 2 million labor hours that go into it. We've pledged to use Michigan labor for the project. There'll be money that will be spent all around northern Michigan in hotels and stores and restaurants. So as the state really is looking to get back to work, this is a huge project that's ready to go.
We're talking to Ryan Duffy. He's a spokesperson for Enbridge Energy, of course, operator of the Line 5 oil pipeline and several other pipelines here within Michigan as well. An organization or a publication called Michigan Advance came out with a story this week here, Ryan. I wanted to get your take on it, saying that the partial shutdown of Line 5 due to an issue with that segment in the Straits that we were just talking about did not end up impacting Michigan gas prices. You know, you were talking about how that crude oil is used and refined not only in Sarnia, but at other places in Michigan. So is that line really economically important to the state? Do we really need to keep that open?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we know that without Line 5, the region would face an immediate shortage of approximately 14 million gallons every day of crude oil. So clearly that would impact prices. And without Line 5, you'd have a shortage of about 750,000 gallons every day of propane. And so that clearly is very important to the people that rely on that propane to heat their homes and cook their food. So we know those things. And then, you know, we did have a situation come up where during routine maintenance, we did find that there was an impact to one of the supports just on the east segment of the pipeline. So the east segment has been closed now for a few weeks, but the west segment has continued to operate. So that's been fully up and running as normal. And with the west segment being able to operate, we have been able to meet the demand. And so that's why, you know, things have not really been impacted as they would have been with a full shutdown. We do still continue to operate the west segment of the pipeline.
So when you have that pipeline, Line 5, which we were talking about, runs from Superior, Wisconsin to Sarnia, Ontario, and taking away the oil thing, and let's just talk a little bit more about propane, which you reminded us is used primarily in the UP. Could you not operate the northern section of the pipeline and still transport UP on that pipeline without having it to cross the state, the straits? Is that an option that you're considering?
Well, that would be tough for the people who live in the Lower Peninsula, because the line does supply more than half the propane used in the Lower Peninsula. And
but that doesn't that propane go across the St. Clair River to Marysville? So you could still keep the St. Clair River section open, but close the section in the Straits?
Well, you would need to go through the Straits to get down to Sarnia. I mean, that's the issue. So, you know, yeah, a lot of the natural gas liquid does go over to Sarnia, but then it comes back into Michigan as propane and then is used throughout the Lower Peninsula. And, you know, a lot of people really do rely on that as heat. So that's really the issue, and that's what led us to the tunnel project again as the ultimate solution long-term to making sure nothing would ever interfere with the pipeline, because the tunnel would put it anywhere from 60 to 250 feet below the lake bed, foot-thick concrete walls, constant monitoring, all of those things. So you'd eliminate the chances of anything ever hitting the pipeline, and you'd reduce the chance of any product ever getting in into the water to virtually zero. So that's really, you know, when you look at it overall, you can see the tunnel really is a common sense solution. And I think people are seeing that. We're seeing a lot of support right now. We've now had 23 counties pass resolutions in support of the project. The Michigan House also passed a supportive resolution. So we're seeing that support from all different types of organizations and people all throughout the state.
And we're talking to Ryan Duffy, spokesperson, Enbridge Energy. The reason I ask that question on can the pipeline still perform that duty of delivering Michigan propane while not crossing the straits? The reason I ask that, Ryan, is because there is a chance, and I will say it's a small chance, but there is a chance that easement in the Straits of Mackinac will be revoked by the state of Michigan. I know that's being considered by AG Dana Nessel and probably will ultimately end up going to Governor Whitmer. But there is a chance that the DNR could revoke your guys' permit to operate there at the bottom of the strait. So I just wanted to know if you guys had some kind of contingency plan to continue to provide that essential utility without crossing the straits.
Well, of course, we're keeping an eye on the different cases that are in court right now. You know, we've had good success to this point in court. The appeals court decided last month our agreements with the state, as far as the tunnel, were legal and valid. And, you know, so we're moving forward on that with the tunnel agreements and working with the state. And so, again, our focus really is the project. I mean, the state has studied alternatives and really did not come up with any viable alternatives to Line 5 at this point. It, of course, would take around 2,100 tanker trucks every day to move the products that Line 5 carries. So that's 90 leaving the terminal every hour. It would take 800.
But you're talking for propane, or is this for the crude oil?
Yeah, that's all the products.
All of the products in total.
I mean, 2,100 trucks, 800 rail cars every day. And clearly, nobody wants that. So when you look at it overall, the tunnel clearly really is the best solution.
But there is no plan B on if that doesn't happen? There's no alternative plan on if that doesn't go through?
Well, I think the real impacts would be to people in Michigan who rely on it. I mean, that's first and foremost what we're looking at. You know, how it would impact us as a company is one thing, but what's most important to us is getting that energy to the people in Michigan who need it. You know, it's what we use in our cars. It's what we use to take our trips up north and get to work and take our kids to school. And it's also used to make thousands of products that people rely on. So that's really what's most important. And as far as the legal cases progressing, you know, we just remain focused on the tunnel project so that we can stay on schedule and we can keep it moving along.
Ryan Duffy, Enbridge Energy, thanks for your time this morning and keeping us informed on what's happening both in the St. Clair River. Good news that you wrapped up that project, and keeping our eyes on what's happening and developing both at the state capitol and up in the Straits of Mackinac. Ryan, thank you.
All right, anytime. Thank you.
Have a good one. This is 1380 WPHM. Caleb in for Paul on this Thursday morning here on 1380 WPHM. And yeah, the Line 5 thing is, there's a lot of different layers to that. I think in many cases, we are focused so much on what happens in the Straits of Mackinac that we forget that Line 5 does pass through the Blue Water area as well. But that Line 5 segment, very important, because the state is considering revoking that easement there to operate in the Straits of Mackinac. That's why I asked Mr. Duffy there on whether there's a plan B, where if they could still provide that propane without operating in the Straits of Mackinac. It sounds like no, that there's not a plan B there And that they are really just focused on building that tunnel project. We'll have to wait and see what happens, both, again, at the state capitol and in some of these lawsuits and court agreements. But in the meantime, Enbridge still planning to operate the segment here under the St. Clair River as they just finished up work on that new line. It's 8:26 now here on WPHM. Caleb in for Paul on 1380 WPHM.